Merry Christmas, everyone. Let's start with a word of prayer. Father, you love the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Best Christmas gift we could possibly ask for. Help us to remind ourselves what the meaning of Christmas truly is. Not getting presents, not thinking about ourselves, but realizing how important the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ really was. Thank you for everyone who was here today and help them to get a blessing from today's message. Most of all, remind us today as we celebrate Christmas that the true meaning of Christmas is that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, and the sacrifice he made for us to give us eternal life with you in heaven. Amen. All right, today I want to talk about Bible prophecy of Christmas and how accurate it was. You think the majority of people now truly understand the meaning of Christmas? Or is it just Santa Claus, bright lights, and the presents that are more important? Is it old Christmas tree, may all the presents be all for me. My father always said, I don't believe in that fat, jolly old fellow Santa. He never gave me anything. He always passed my house up. I was like, but here's a quote from David Jeremiah. In our country today, it is common for people to forget the true meaning of Christmas and its significance. The occasion has become less spiritual and more materialistic over the years, and many might not even fully know the original story of Christmas. But this celebration is much bigger than a secularized holiday. Christmas is about God's plan of salvation, which he set in motion before time began. That was David Jeremiah. I mean, why do atheists always come after the nativity scenes, but they never come after Santa Claus or the Grinch or anything like that? Remember, atheists are supposed to believe in nothing, aren't they? Yet they're so adamant about coming after the nativity scenes and anything to do with God. Why? Because deep down, they know it's true, don't they? To know Jesus is real. You don't fight something that isn't real. There's no point. Today, 46% of all Americans say they celebrate Christmas as primarily a religious rather than cultural holiday, down from 51% who said this in 2013, with millennials less likely than other adults to say they celebrate Christmas in a religious way. This is a quote from Adrian Rogers. What good does it do to put a man on the moon if we can't get God in our hearts? What good is it to know astronomy, how the heavens go, and not know Jesus, the bright morning star, and how to go to heaven? What good is it to know botany and the study of flowers and not know Jesus, heaven's sweetest rose, the rose of Sharon, who can perfume any life? What good is it to know history, yet not know that history is his story? What good is it to know geology and the ages of rocks and not know Jesus, the Rock of Ages? That was Adrian Rogers. Another quote. The educated man is ignorant, the strong man is weak, and the wealthy man is poor who doesn't understand the true meaning of Christmas. It's important, guys. Why is prophecy so important? Speak about it a lot here in this church. Easy. Prophecy is the most trustworthy evidence of the originality of the Bible. Satisfied prophecy confirms the Bible and all the valuable facts it consists of. It proves that it was written down correctly and recorded through history correctly. Can't doubt Bible prophecy. When someone comes up to you and says, well, I don't know if that Bible that you're reading was written down right. It's been changed. No, Bible prophecy. You can say, hey, point to Bible prophecy. Doesn't change. We know the Bible was written down. We want to explain it to other people that it was written down correctly. We know it's God's Word, don't we? Story of Christmas. Or hold on. The majority of people have actually most likely never ever thought about the reality that more than one-fourth of the Bible was prophetic at the time it was composed. The Bible is a book of prophecy. It includes around 1,000 predictions with about 500 prophecies which have currently been fulfilled down to the smallest information. The story of Christmas was prophesied before it even happened. The angel of the Lord said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." It's Luke 1, verse 35. So by a process, we can explain Mary will find herself with child, yet she had not known a man. Jesus would be of sinless nature, though no less human due to the fact. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9, verse 6. Jesus just wasn't another child, was he? He was going to be different. Remember, Isaiah was written hundreds of years before then, okay? The story of Christmas is real, and Bible prophecy predicted it hundreds of years, even thousands of years before it took place. Here's a descendants of Abraham would bless all people. Here's a prophecy. 18 centuries before Christ's birth, God told Abraham, the father of the Jewish nation, "All peoples on earth will be blessed through you." Jesus fulfilled that promise as shown in Matthew 1:1. This is the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Matthew then detailed the genealogy of Christ from Abraham to Joseph, the husband of Mary, mother of Jesus. Jesus was a descendant of Abraham and came to earth as the promised Messiah. He showed his glory through miracles, died as an innocent sacrifice for sin, and rose to life, conquering death. All people on earth are blessed through Christ, who came from Abraham's line, as was prophesied. The Messiah would come from the house of David and take his throne. Another prophecy. Jeremiah 23, verse 5 through 6. "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right to in the land. In the days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our God, righteous Savior." It's Jeremiah 23, 5 through 6. In fulfillment of this prophecy given over 600 years ago, the angel Gabriel told Mary, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. Lord God will give him the throne of his father, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." Luke 1, verse 31 through 33. As what was foretold, Jesus was born of David's line and became our eternal king. Another prophecy, the Messiah would be born of a virgin. Around 700 years before Christ was born, the prophet Isaiah said, "Therefore the Lord will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. Isaiah 7, verse 14. Remember, Gabriel told Mary she would give birth to a son, and then she told Joseph, her betrothed. It appears he assumed Mary had been unfaithful, didn't he? Until what? Till an angel of the Lord came to him in a dream. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take you, Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Matthew 1, verses 20 to 23. As was prophesied again, the Virgin Mary conceived the Holy Spirit and gave birth to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This event not only fulfilled prophecy, but was a miracle by itself. How could a virgin conceive birth only as an act of God, then? Another prophecy, the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. Micah, an Old Testament prophet, foretold, But you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Micah 5, verse 2. Remember, before Jesus was born, Caesar Augustus was what? Having a decree, wasn't he? He was having a census. Wanted everyone, and back then when you had a census, everyone had to go back to their original city where they were originally from. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth into Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. Luke 1, verses 1 through 7. Jesus fulfilled the prophecy of Micah by being born in Bethlehem. It's amazing. How can anyone know that that census would take place at that particular time? God knew, didn't he? How would Micah know that Caesar Augustus was going to do that? Because he was told, wasn't he? He was told by the Almighty God. Messiah would be called out of Egypt. When Israel was a child, I loved him. And out of Egypt, I called my son. Hosea 11, 1. Remember, this is when King Herod was ruling. He felt threatened when he heard of the birth and planned to try and kill Jesus, didn't he? Angel of the Lord warned Joseph in a dream to take Mary and Jesus and escape to Egypt, where they lived for a time. After Herod died, they returned to Nazareth. Matthew records, and so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, Out of Egypt I called my son. Matthew 2, verses 1 through 15. Another prophecy. The Messiah would be called a Nazarene. Just said, after the death of Herod, Joseph and his family returned to Nazareth. And according to Matthew 2, verse 23, so was the fulfilled what was said through the prophets that he would be called a Nazarene. We know this was fulfilled because Matthew recorded it even though there's no Old Testament specifically verse, there's none, but I kind of thought maybe Psalm 22, verses 6 through 7, Matthew could be talking about, or even Isaiah 53, 3, he could be talking about there. But we know it was a prophecy that was fulfilled. The loss of children's lives. Not all prophecies are great, are they? But they're accurate. The Old Testament prophet Jeremiah wrote, "This is what the Lord says, a voice is heard in Ramah, mourning and great weeping. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because there are no more." Jeremiah 31, verse 15. Jeremiah foretold the atrocity that occurred after Herod realized he did not know which baby was the Messiah. He was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem within 2 years or younger. And what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. Matthew 2:16-18. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious. And he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. Look, guys, even the most doubtful individual can put these prophecies to the test by keeping in mind the actual events. Exact fulfillment of our previous prophecies, not just these Christmas prophecies that I just spoke of, but all prophecies. That's really important. That's like I was saying earlier. That's a lot of the Bible, and it shows God's power, doesn't it? Prophecies do. You can try and deny the Christmas story is untrue, or just part of it's true. No, you're just only fooling yourself. These prophecies that were written down hundreds and even thousands of years before the birth took place is undeniable. It is evidence that God is who He says He is. And evidence that the Bible we want to read and want to share with others is true beyond any doubt. Even Alexander the Great experienced Bible prophecy. He was conquering. Remember, Alexander the Great never lost a battle, did he? He was on his way to Jerusalem. What happened? Priest came out and showed him the prophecy about his life. And what did he end up doing? Not taking his soldiers into Jerusalem. Isn't that amazing? How many lives are saved because of that? The proof that Jesus is the promised Messiah, the Son of God, is overwhelming. Yet ultimately, we come to Him by faith. I know Jesus fulfilled prophecy, but I believe in Him because He loves me and has forgiven me. John 20, verse 29. Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." When the Lord Jesus Christ says, "You are blessed," that's all the Christmas present you'll ever want this year. Don't delay. It's a Christmas present that is free. It's been paid for. You don't have to do anything but believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. That's how simple it is. The message, the Christmas message, is simple. But it's so important. Don't forget that. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for sending your Son to be born as we celebrate Christmas today. We are forever grateful for this story. Thank you for Bible prophecy and showing us that you can predict, only you can predict the future, because you are the only God. Thank you again for the story of Christmas, knowing that every generation can understand, everyone, no matter their age, can appreciate it. Help others to hear your words this Christmas, because we know that this Christmas, or this story of the birth, is easy to understand, yet so important to understand. Thank you again for everyone that came here today. We appreciate them. We appreciate all the people that wanted to be here that couldn't. And we also appreciate all the people that are listening later on the website. We thank you for Bible-believing Christians, brothers and sisters in Christ, that will one day get to live with you in heaven, Lord, as the ultimate Christmas present. In your name, amen. Thank you, everyone. You guys have a good rest of your day and a very Merry Christmas.